Kiss the Summer. Hello. This is 2019, and we are here with the biggest star of the show, Ava Max. How are you?
Thank you. Hi. I'm just so happy to be here. I love New York, so.
Tell me about what this year has been like for you, because what a breakout year.
It's been insane. I've started traveling for the first time, and I never even traveled outside the U.S. like since last October. So, I mean, it's been like a whirlwind.
For people that are just getting to know who you, Ava Max, is, tell us who you are as an artist and what you hope to accomplish this year.
So, I mean, I haven't even released my debut album yet, so I'm just excited for people to hear the whole project. They've only heard just a few songs and some features, so I just want to give out, like, all of me soon, which is going to happen before the end of the year. I'm really, really excited to, like, launch the next chapter.
When did you first know that music was your thing? When you really were like, this is my outlet, this is my passion?
Oh my gosh, I've always known what I wanted to do since I was like about like 6 years old. My mom would sing opera around the house, so I would try to like mimic her. So ever since I was little, singing was like the number one thing that I would do all day, all night.
And as you begin to develop your musical gift into something so incredible, and we'll talk about Sweet But Psycho in just a second, what was your favorite? Singing first? An instrument?
Singing. Singing was number one. Then it was songwriting. Then it was an instrument. So for me, it was like, it was a little different. Maybe some people started with writing first, but I just was in my basement singing nonstop, like when I was little. So
I think that Sweet But Psycho might be a Buffalo anthem. I can't tell you how many guys have come up to me and been like, listen, my girlfriend, my wife, she's sweet, but she's psycho.
Oh my God.
How does it make you feel that you've struck a chord with so many people?
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like all of us have like dualities. I don't think we all are one thing. That's one thing I really truly believe. So when someone is called psycho, for me, it's like, oh wow, thank you. That person is passionate. I'm passionate. I'm opinionated, because if I wasn't, then I would be someone with no opinion. And I think it's important to speak your mind. So that, for me, psycho is redefined.
I love that. So scale of 1 to 10, Ava Max, can we go psycho like to 4, a 6, an 8?
Who, me?
No, like, if we're going to set the level of what is acceptable psycho, where do we go?
I mean, again, there's two different psychos. There's like really, really crazy psycho, or there's the psycho that's redefined,
yeah,
who we are strong, yeah, and passionate. So there's really two different psychos. We don't want to be the other psycho, which,
right,
is like, yeah, the, mm-hmm, like the knife and the...
Yeah. That's,
yeah,
too psycho.
No, that's scary.
What is it like to make a music video?
It's really fun, actually. I get to like act. Mm-hmm. I write most of my treatments, and I collaborate with directors. So instantly when I finish a song, I know exactly what I want the music video to be about. So it's really exciting actually doing what I envision. It's really fun.
Backstage at Kiss the Summer, hello. How is it that you can be so young, yet you have a vision? And I mean, songwriting, that in and of itself is a scary process.
I mean, it took a long time. I mean, I've been trying to make it for over 10 years. Everyone thinks it's like an overnight success. Mm-hmm. It's not. The song connected with so many people, and maybe that's why they think it's like, oh, it happened out of the blue. But I mean, I've released so much music over the last few years, and that's the one thing I can tell people is just to be consistent. If you really love it, like, I couldn't imagine doing anything else, so...
Ava Max, if you had to give all of your money to one charity, what would your charity be?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. It's really difficult to pick one, but I actually have scoliosis, and I wore a brace for a few years growing up, so I would give it to stem cell research. But definitely cancer foundations, of course, as well. I mean, there's so many. Yeah,
absolutely. Tell me about your outfit, because you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I have amazing stylists who helped me put this together.
Yeah.
I don't do this all by myself.
It's so
thank
cute.
Thank you.
This is so cute.
Thank you. I am Gia, and this was put together by Different Fabrics.
Love it. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're going to go on stage in those shoes?
Yes, let's do it.
There you go.
We're going to dance it out.
What do you want to say to all your fans?
I love you guys, and thank you for the love and support, and I can't wait to release new music.
Okay. You said you want to dance it out. Should we dance out to the interview and be done with it? Just take me home with what we're going to dance.
Ava
Max.
Shoulder, shoulder,
on Kiss.
Shoulder, shoulder.
98.5.
Oh, my God.